Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Ooh, getting steamy with the Crandalls.
I just like very large slices of pizza.
You know what I actually enjoy?
Yeah, maybe. So what what occurred, though?
That was the famous mic gloss over.
Hey, now, what are you doing over there?
Sound like he's pounding something. Maybe his pud?
He's pounding the flesh.
When you were young,
so,
in your heart,
was an open book.
I'm gonna go mouth fuck Dylan now.
Hi, welcome to episode 63 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
In true to fashion, Jim almost forgot who he was. It always seems every week, Jim's like, wait, is it my turn? I don't know. I don't quite know if it is.
He's number two. It's not like he has to like think about another person. If it was me, it would make more sense.
Well, I'm always excited that Mike says something, and I'm anticipating Dylan. And then I'm like, oh, shit, it's me. See, if I was last or first, I could probably not concentrate.
You'd think by fucking, what is this, 63? Like, you'd think he'd have it.
Or you think he might want to do the opener. Like, you want to go, hi, welcome to Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Jim. I mean, his name's...
Jim's BBQ Pod, where you can...
Mike.
I'm still Dylan. I'm still number three.
Nice.
I'm still at the end here, so...
Yes.
Whoever wins, I lose.
So if you want to find out how many different ways that Dylan has lost over the course of almost 2 years of this podcast, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
The thought of you actually keeping a comprehensive list of things that I have lost at is fucking hilarious.
Maybe that'll be like the next list that we go over on this podcast. Things like, Dylan has lost at.
Like, just let's just have a moment to look back fondly on these moments, playing like a fucking Titanic song in the background.
I was gonna say like Beck's Loser in the background.
Wow, you're going for blood, dude.
Yeah, we don't have to sugarcoat it.
Anyway, if you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, it's at Jim's BBQ Pod. That's the most unenthused delivery of that ever. Anyway, next.
If you would like to rate, review, and subscribe to us.
No, subscribe? Ew.
Wait a minute, that's not even you. What the fuck?
I said I was kidding.
Oh.
So if you would like to email us and get some scantily clad pictures of Dylan, you could email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
That was creepy.
So fresh. And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and
What the hell was that? Sounds like you swallowed something.
That
his hot smoking cough.
No, I was trying to stifle a laugh.
I thought I was going to burp. So I was stifling a burp. That's why I paused for so long. I thought I was going to rip a burp. But don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's...
Chagrin.
Boulevard.
.com.
Yep.
.com.
Sure, why the fuck not? Maybe that's going to be like the fan site. It's chagrinboulevard.com.
Wow, that would be so perfect.
Wouldn't it?
That would only be if we like got this thing kicking in like the early 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, how about chagrinboulevard.ca for all of our Canadian friends?
Wow.
Yeah. Like, you know, Chris Seymour.
Oh, hey, you know what?
What's that?
He can go fuck himself. Chris Seymour, yep. Go fuck yourself.
Yes, he can.
Actually, I'm just going to call it now at 9:07 on 8/7/17. That let's just say that anybody else, say, like, I don't know, we got a bunch of Canadian friends, and let's just say three of our Canadian friends decide doing a podcast called Canadian Barbecue. I don't know, whatever it's called. I'm just going to say it's going to be pretty lame if they have a segment where they tell one of us to go fuck ourselves. Just calling it. If that ever happens and somebody makes a podcast and whatever, la-di-da. Just saying.
Wow. Man, a gauntlet thrown down. I don't know what that was all I don't know what that was all about, but man, I'm a little frightened.
You know what? All I gotta say is, if they do that, they're probably gonna tell me to go fuck myself.
Probably, but I'm just saying, we know enough of them. Like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be three. It could be two. It could be five. Whatever. But
isn't that interesting?
I don't know who they'll tell. I know who they'll tell to go fuck themselves. Jim Crandall.
Yeah. Thank God we got that guy to fall back on.
Yeah.
Yes. Really. Good old Jim Crandall.
Whatever happened to him, man?
I don't know.
He fucked himself.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of interesting now that you mention it about some of our Canadian friends starting a podcast that only has three hosts, and two of them are significantly older than the other one.
Huh. What, are you implying something there, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm just saying maybe we should contact some
legal representation,
some
perhaps?
Legal representation.
Hmm.
Why we need legal representation? I'm from the mean streets of Sesame, dude.
We'll have to get a legal representation, but from Tennessee attorney at law.
Nice. How about we use that law firm, Dewey, Cheatham and Howe?
What?
Dewey, Cheatham and Howe?
What's that?
I was going to say maybe we should go to Maxwell, Clark, and Seavey.
Wow. Say the name really fast of the law firm. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
And what was the last one?
And Howe.
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe?
Oh my God, this is like the worst, like, base lawyer joke ever.
I know.
Oh, Dewey, Cheatham, and okay, I get it.
There we go.
Oh my God! Dude, really?
I was like, oh, dude, okay, I got it.
All right.
It took
Holy
me a minute.
Shit.
We're all caught up now.
Oh my God. So Dylan, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
I don't know why you're giggling.
Because man, it's gotta be something good.
Oh yeah, by the way, Mike.
Yeah.
Forgot. Happy birthday, dude.
Oh. Thank
oh,
you.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Man. Yeah, my birthday was last week. I had a great time. Went out to eat. I got some stories about that, not going out to eat, but the whole birthday weekend and everything, because my birthday was last Wednesday. So, you know, didn't really do anything on my birthday, but the weekend was great. Had a great time. But, yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Cool. Hope you had a good one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I popped some good beers, you know. It was all good.
There you go. Speaking
you
of beers,
any,
what do you...
You didn't pop any pills? We could add that to your...
My criminal past? No, yeah. I didn't pop any pills, Dylan. Oh, much to your disappointment.
Let's just say a frequent listener contacted me. I don't want to get into names unless they want to reveal themselves, but... They said that they were right about the 200 mark.
Holy shit!
So.
200, it was out of 270?
I can't remember the toast. Is
it
250 or 270?
I think it was 270.
So, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
That's crazy.
So, I know this individual will be listening to this, and he's going to get a good chuckle, so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Oh,
Mike's reaction is fucking...
Oh, that narrows it down, though. It was a he, so it's one of our male listeners. Oh, wait, they're probably all male listeners at this point. Oh gosh. So
Steph Connolly listens to us. Dottie listens to us. I'm trying to think who else.
Liz by proxy kind of listens to us.
Much to her chagrin.
Yeah, but exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can say that again. Yeah.
Much to her chagrin.
Oh, did you see what he did there?
I did.
Wait,
wow.
What?
Mike, we got so petty just now. Ooh.
Dylan reacts that way, but you know damn well he likes the slapsticky humor.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Dylan, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
Southern Tier chocolate orange.
The chocolate orange.
Yeah, yes, the chocolate orange. Very tasty, very sweet, great dessert beer.
I have a problem with it. I think it's just too much of that orange flavor for me. I like orange flavor, but that it just seems excessive to me.
You know what
it does taste like a little artificial, but like it's good. I would definitely recommend it as like an end of the night beer.
My problem with orange drinks, and I think Orange Crush and probably like Faygo are the only two that like taste different, but tons of orange drinks out there, especially like orange cream drinks, taste like baby aspirins.
Faygo, what? Are you going to Gathering of the Juggalos next?
Yeah. That's awesome. A good pop, dude.
I thought you were good. Dude, I'm glad you said aspirin.
So, Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm having a Sprecher's Cherry Cola.
How's that one tasting for you?
Pretty good. Not one of my top 10 Sprecher's, but it's there. It's good.
Good.
So,
what about you, Mike?
Well, tonight I am enjoying a Dogfish Head Worldwide Stout from 2014. Man, it is fucking delicious. It's a little boozy, a little hot, but man, it's so tasty. I wish I had more of these. This was the last one in the cellar, actually. I just decided to have something fun tonight, you know? And it's definitely a fun beer to drink.
Well, I think you've earned that puppy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Jim, I don't think we can go without talking about this, but you started in on a new venture from what I saw online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We finally launched the Kev's New Jersey on jansilentbob.com. And nice. You know, you just had a birthday, Mike. Somebody could have went out there and bought you a Kev's New Jersey straight from the site and had it sent right to your doorstep.
That would have been nice, man.
It would have been.
You know what I noticed, by the way? Speaking of which, speaking of people buying me jerseys and apparel and stuff, you know what I noticed about those jerseys? You have them in all sizes. You have a jersey that could fit Dylan, and you have a jersey that could fit Mike.
This is very true.
And that's important, man. We've had so many talks about this over the last few months about how people selling merch don't cater to people of all sizes, not just big, not just tall, but big, small, you know, wide, whatever, man. So it's pretty cool that, that website, you guys are catering to those people. People like little tiny Dylan and people like big old Mike, you know?
Yeah, it goes up all the way to a 58 in the Fan Series jersey and a 4XL in the AK jersey on the Signature Series size. That's a goalie cut, so pretty much a huge range, and it could pretty much hopefully fit almost everybody, but you know.
I know if you're a real collector and you got some dough, you can also purchase some of the ones from Kevin's personal collection, right?
Oh yeah, he's selling the Gamewear series, which is literally the jersey off his back, and it's going out to the charity. It's going to charity, so 100% of the money from it goes right into the Wayne Foundation.
Right on. So. That's got that I looked at a few of those, man, and that's a pretty penny, man. You gotta be like a super fan to really want one of those suckers.
Although I think there's, what, six different kinds or six different ones that were launched. And I'm pretty sure they'll all go, so which is a real nice nice chunk of change for the Wayne Foundation there for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many to choose from. There's 12 different designs.
So many to choose from.
The old Scott Mosier tagline from Spodcast. But, yeah, there's...
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah. I didn't even mean it at first, but yeah, there's 12 out there. I have one for everybody, so I know my favorites I'm going to be buying, so it'll be all good.
There's so many to choose from.
So many to choose from.
I really dug the Body Christ.
Those came out fucking great, dude.
Oh, it looks great. It absolutely looks great, man.
Yeah, I was really impressed, dude. I'll tell you what, man, I got nothing but love for Quigley and his talent and all that stuff, but... Like, as I tweak and start doing the more and more of the embroidery stuff and whatnot, some of the patches or crests, whatever, have come out really fucking good. Not to toot my own horn, but I just, it's weird. It's like a little niche in itself, just getting the digital proof for that laid out to get it embroidered and making sure it looks good. And knock on wood lately, that I don't know if I've gotten better at it or whatever, but they've come out fucking great.
And people, if you're even questioning about these jerseys and the quality of them and anything, just listen to the passion in Jim's voice when he talks about these jerseys. That should be proof positive enough of how good a quality they're going to be for you.
Oh,
absolutely.
I've even got patches in like that I thought were going to come out great. I got them in and like there'd be something tiny wrong with them that like probably nobody else would even notice, and I'd get it fixed and order Kevin new patches and not even enough. Tell him they're you don't want those ones. I'm getting you more.
I'm sure he's happy with the end product.
Yeah, so I hope Helmet. So. He keeps coming back.
I mean, he's got you and Quigley. I mean,
it's been fun, thing, man. It's been real fun. Definitely an adventure and journey. But yeah, got to know Kevin's brother pretty good. Don's a great guy. So yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. Muse's wife has been in there helping out and doing stuff. It's been real good.
So that website again is jansilentbob.com. There's what, like a banner up at the top of the page, right?
Absolutely. And make sure you scroll through it and look at everything. There are the Signature Series authentic jerseys Kevin wears at the top. Those are 200. And then if you scroll down farther, the Fan Series jerseys that are 99. So if
no joke, there are so many to choose from.
There's a flavor in two different price points. There's also mini patches for people that... would want to put them on. I don't know. I've seen tons of people going to Comic Cons that put
Like a jean jacket or a backpack. I know people do that shit all the time, man.
So yeah, that's where the idea of the mini patches came from. But I was real leery of them at first because I was like, oh my god, we're going from like,
oh my god,
you know, oh my
anywhere
god.
From 12 to 10 to, you know, 9-inch patches down to like
9-inch. Oh,
nice. To down to like, you know, anywhere between 3 and 4 inches, and I'm like, oh my god, how's the quality gonna come out on these, dude? I'll tell you what, man, they look fucking great for small patches.
Beautiful, man. Glad to hear it.
So definitely happy with everything and the quality of everything, like you said. Appreciate you guys saying that because you know how particular I am.
It's, dude, we're just speaking the truth, man. If anybody listens to this pod and they don't know, man, Jim is the Jersey King.
Absolutely.
I need that website.
What, Jersey King?
Jim is the JerseyKing.com.
Yeah. Go check it out. Hey, you know, speaking of one of our other favorites that we always talk about on the podcast as far as like apparel goes, I saw a post from Dottie today where it seems like she's branching out a little bit, man. She's doing like she's doing dresses and other clothing items now.
Oh, her I don't know if it was her niece. It might be her niece or whatever. She's going out to her with that California Comic Con. And she promised she'd make her dress to work in the booth with her. But I think it's a great idea.
I think so, too. I could totally see, like, you and Kathy, like, on the cruise, like, wearing matching outfits.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Dylan doesn't like that.
No, not at all.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I said that would be really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. I don't know. I don't know, man. Their shirts, man. They're awesome.
Their shirts are awesome. I'm looking forward to getting the two of them that I have coming from her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're getting another one. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, she did some alterations to my Jim's one, and then the Penguin's one.
Yep.
I could totally rock that at work, too.
Hell, yeah, you can. That's the other nice thing about them. They're completely work-friendly.
I mean, probably for some places, but, I mean, depending on what you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if I'd wear my Turtles one to work, but a lot of the other ones I think would be work-friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, your place seems fairly lax, I mean, where you work, so, I think you could definitely get away with some of those.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, majority of them, who am I kidding?
And then, I mean, why wouldn't you, I mean, considering how comfortable they are, you know what I'm saying?
Comfortable, fit good, look good.
Yeah, but, hey, you know, speaking of pop culture and pop culture icons, if you will, we came across this list, I'm not sure who found it, you, maybe, of the best cartoons of all time. And, you know, while, I mean, we're all going to have our own opinions on this, I thought, and I think you thought the same, is we could maybe run through this list and kind of just give opinions on what was on the list. Not necessarily, I mean, maybe question, you know, who's number one or number two or any of that stuff, because... I mean, you know, Dylan might have a different opinion than, you know, the rest of us, but...
Dylan's probably seen most of them.
I'd be surprised.
I think some of them, when I was scrolling through it, there was a few of them I was like, wait, what the hell is this one? Compared to, like, is it like a spinoff show of something? Or, you know, things like that. It kind of just questioning what the show actually was that they're mentioning. Because some of them are, I think, spinoffs of... the actual cartoon that you know and love. You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to start at the bottom and go to the top, like 100 to 1?
Do you want to do that?
That would probably be a better idea.
I think we should. That's the way we did the TV one, so.
Okay.
So let's jump right into this bad boy.
Yeah, so we're gonna start at the bottom of this list and work our way to number one. These are the top 100 cartoons as ranked by Ranker.com.
And we're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. So, like I said. Oh, yeah, we got Johnny Quest at number 100. That should be way higher because that show fucking rules.
I agree.
Very. That show was such a huge part of my childhood, which is, like, technically that show's not even part of my childhood, but I used to watch the reruns of it in the 90s, and I got all, like, the movies and shit, like, when they would put the episodes on VHS. Huge Johnny Quest fan.
I don't know that I'm even familiar with it. I mean,
dude,
I know the name.
So good.
I know the name, but I don't think I have any concept of what it's about or any of that.
So it's basically about this kid, Johnny Quest, and his father is assigned, like, the world's smartest, like, man, I guess, or something, you know, very, like, a smart scientist. And they're, like, you know, they have to go out and, like, investigate weird, you know, happenings and situations. And his bodyguard is with them, and then, like, this kid named Haji, and he's this, like, adopted kid from India they meet in one of the episodes, and they become, like, friends, so they adopt him. But they do all kinds of crazy shit. They fight, like, terrorists and, you know, fucking, like, dinosaurs and, you know, like, robots, mummies. Like, it's just crazy. It's just all sorts of really fun, like... pulp action kind of stuff, you know?
Okay. All right.
So, you know, cool artwork, good jazzy soundtrack. So, good show. Although, a bit racist, because it was made during, like, the height of the Cold... not the Cold War, like, you know, well, it was in the 60s and 70s, so...
Yeah, the cool thing about this list is it actually has, like, years that these shows were made in. And that was 19, or maybe it's debuted in. It was that show was debuted in 1964.
Oh, you know what? Actually, this list, I just realized, I guess that's what the point of Ranker is. You can actually vote up on these, so.
Yeah, vote up, vote down.
Some of these might not be some of these might not be in the same order as the last time we looked at the list.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay, though. It's still.
Yeah, we'll just go off what's here.
Yeah. So what's this next one, Dylan?
So Steven Universe is a modern cartoon. I haven't watched it, but from what I understand, it's like if you like, I guess, you know, like Rick and Morty or Adventure Time, this is not as disturbing and fucked up as those shows are. I guess it's a little more lighthearted. It's more like kind of like a Scott Pilgrim anime style of like a superhero team. But I guess there's like a lot of very kind of cool progressive things about it, from what I understand.
Rick and
like
Morty,
a lot
by
of
way.
What?
I was just gonna say Rick and Morty, by the way, is fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah.
Rick and Morty is really fucking funny.
I've watched like four or five episodes, like the first four or five episodes of it, and it's fucking funny.
Yeah, I've been watching it with Sarah lately. I guess it's like very progressive with like gender roles and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. So I haven't watched it, but I everyone I've talked to about it says it's really good. I just think it's funny that a show like that has like really progressive tendencies is ranked so low. But I'm sure there's some cartoons on here that have to have fit, like, you know, they still fit, like, really dated shit, you know, like the Flintstones.
Well, fuck. I mean, the next two are, like, older school cartoons.
Yeah. So the next two we got are the Huckleberry Hound show and Mighty Mouse, which, like, wasn't Huckleberry Hound just a spinoff of, oh, no, he had his own show, right?
Yeah, the Huckleberry Hound show.
Yes, but I thought he spun off of another show, but I guess he didn't.
He may have. He was kind of all in that same
Hanna-Barbera
like,
era.
They all exist in the same universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mighty Mouse I thought was always kind of cool because it was almost like a superhero kind of like gimmick for like a show,
yeah,
you know?
They were both.
Yeah,
there, I think.
Yeah.
And then we got Bob's Burgers at 96, which I am a fan of. I love Bob's Burgers.
Good.
Yeah, I've been watching that one.
So, all right, Jim, you got the next one.
I get the next five?
Next five.
All righty. Up at 95, we've got the Penguins of Madagascar, which...
What?
Yeah, they have their own cartoon show. I thought they were good as the... I don't know what you...
The sidekicks?
Laughable, like, whatever in the movie, but I don't know about the actual show. I've seen, like, two of them. Not that great.
I'm going to vote that down.
Yeah, I did. Top Cat, I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what Top Cat is? I don't
know. That sounds familiar.
I have no clue. Underdog, I'm surprised it's rated this low, but like Mike said, old school classic.
Another one of those like superhero type.
Which was around the same era as Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, I think so.
What's his shtick? He's just so underwhelming.
No, I think it was like he was kind of like just like a goofy superhero, kind of like
he was the underdog.
He would do what he could to help save the day, but like stuff didn't always go as planned.
Right. Yeah, was the underdog you rooted for. I mean, literally, like the definition of the underdog.
That was wacky.
I think he
races.
Went and changed in a phone booth and everything, like Superman did too.
What the hell is Wacky Racers?
Wacky Racers was another Hanna-Barbera one, where they all raced each other in go-karts.
All right, that sounds...
It's pretty good. All those Hanna-Barbera ones were good. And what else? Pup Named Scooby-Doo, which... I don't know.
Okay, that's a show I used to watch, but it's... How the hell is this ranked on this list?
That's another one of those like bullshit like spinoff cartoons of a cartoon type things where like it's on this list, but should it be?
Exactly. Scooby-Doo for sure.
I don't know
Scrappy
if it should.
Scrappy Doo questionable, but could be seen. Is Pup Named Scooby-Doo?
Oh God,
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so number 90 is Young Justice, which I have no fucking clue what that is.
It's like just. It's good, man. It's really good.
I mean, that one might be a little...
From what I've seen of it. Okay, this next one I was a huge fan of when I was younger.
Oh, you know what? I was, too. And, I mean, maybe for some of the reasons that you were, but the cool thing about it was some of the music it actually turned me on to just check out or, you know, that it actually kind of maybe created some careers for some of the bands that got featured on it was... Beavis and Butthead.
Should be way higher
than 89. I certainly know I certainly know that they were instrumental in the decline of Winger. They actually are. They are like the guys in Winger. Literally, they blame Beavis and Butthead for like ruining their image.
Yeah, but like conversely, you know, like a band, you know, like
Metallica.
No.
Nine Inch Nails.
Well, that would probably be one, but I was gonna go more so. I can't think of their name. The Green Jelly band, or Green Jello at the time, the Three Little Pig song. That song got made because of that show.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you sing it for us?
The little pig, let me in. Don't bother my chin, chin, chin. That one? You know that one. Come on, Jim.
That's a nursery rhyme from when I was a little kid.
Wait, are you fucking serious? You don't know the song?
And I watched a ton of Beavis and Butthead, really? Dude.
You don't know that one? Like, the video was epic. Like, it was all, like, not animatronic, but claymation, and it was pretty epic.
Yeah, they're from Buffalo.
Oh, they're fucked up, then.
Dude, I'm surprised that you don't know that song.
I don't remember it, dude.
Oh, I thought you were just fucking with me and trying to, like, just get me to sing.
No.
I can't say I know.
I thought you
either,
were
going to
say something other than a nursery rhyme, but...
No, it was like a heavy like metal like version of it. It's kind of fucked up, but it kind of worked in a weird way. But yeah, I thought you were just fucking with me, like wanting me to sing it. You honestly,
what the fuck?
Are you looking it up too?
Yeah,
I'm trying to find it, but
so that's kind of funny though. Like if you think about that, like I'm the only one going, oh yeah, that song made that band. And the two of you don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. So maybe, like, in my mind, it made that band, but, like, it didn't, like, register.
Yeah, I don't know this. This is weird, though. I'll watch the rest of it later.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all, dude. Yeah.
Really? Wow, man. That was, like, right in that... That was in that prime, like, wheelhouse time frame of when, you know, that show was it. And...
I mean, it's definitely something to watch if you're under the influence.
Yeah, dude, I don't remember
man.
That.
Wow. And I thought you were, sincerely, I thought you were fucking with me.
I might do that a lot, but I didn't know this one.
Okay. I really did. I really thought you were fucking with me. Okay. But, that's kind of amusing, though, that, like, that was, like, when I saw that on the list, that's the first thing I thought of was, like, oh, my God, that, like, that band basically hit because of their exposure from Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, sure, they probably did.
What's fucked up, and I remember all of this, is their original band name was Green Jello.
Yeah, that's how I looked them up.
And they had to change it to Green Jelly because they got like a cease and desist from the Jello.
Oh, from Jello.
Yeah, because Jello's brand name.
Yeah. So, well, what was next on that thing?
I watched Beavis and Butthead in the 90s, and then they started re-airing it, but they didn't have any of the music videos because they didn't have any rights to them.
Oh, that kind of blows.
So it kind of ruined the show.
Yeah, what's the fucking point of it?
So wait a minute. They made the original cartoons with the videos in it, and then couldn't display the content that was in the show that originally aired?
No.
That makes no fucking sense.
I'm sure it had something to do with the fact that, like, there was probably arrangement between the showrunners and MTV, where MTV was like, well, you know, we'll let you do the segment with whatever's, like, airing on there, and, you know, that's what you can
incorporate into your... Oh, so the reruns you watched weren't on MTV?
So, no, they were. So the first time I was watching the reruns in, like, the early 2000s, they still had the videos in them. And then that was kind of when, like, MTV and VH1, they kind of, like, started shifting formats a lot. That was kind of when, like, the whole, you know, all the original content started showing up. I remember, like, they stopped airing it, and then they started airing it again, like, a few years later. I don't know, like, maybe 5 or so years later. And I would be watching it, and there's no music videos. So I'm assuming it has to do something with, like, the rotational, like, videos that are aired up, that were being aired on MTV, that's weird, man. You know, at the time. I'm sure that it has something to do with that, like an arrangement between MTV and, like, Mike Judge.
Did you guys
Judge.
Watch it when they relaunched it a few years ago, like brand new episodes?
I did not watch the relaunch.
Nah, it really wasn't in my wheelhouse at that point.
Which they did make fun of music videos, though, in it, but they're modern ones.
Yeah, I watched a couple of them. It wasn't bad.
So
even that show had, like, a spinoff.
You know,
That's a good trivia question,
King of
huh?
The Hill?
Darcy?
Close, Dylan. You were so close. Daria.
Oh, right.
Daria was a little bit smarter.
Yeah. Hey, but to kind of move down the or move up the list, if you will, 88 was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But notice 2003 version.
Right.
So not the old school right. one.
No. This shouldn't even be on the list.
I have more problems with, like, these spinoff or like reboot type ones. Like 87 was the Bugs Bunny and Tweety
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
well, that's like 86.
No, 87. 86 is Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
That's
way.
I see.
Ruled.
Whoa. On my list, I see Gargoyles in 94.
Oh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me bring my list. 86 is my... Yeah, 86 is Gargoyles for me.
Okay, maybe the formatting on the phone that I'm on.
Whoa, wait a minute, hold on a second. No, I just saw something. I just scrolled down to the bottom. Oh, this might not work out. Oh, wow, that's really fucked up. For a second there, I looked down at the bottom, and Jackie Chan Adventures was on there somehow. No. Gargoyles is still 86 for me, so...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's because I didn't go down all the
okay,
way.
Okay, so Bugs Bunny and Tweety show, which...
That's
I mean, in any event, it is a more modern version of the Looney Tunes that I'm sure is much higher on this list.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of dismiss that a little bit.
I think it's funny that they paired those two together.
I think it was just like, okay, yeah, we're going to show you cartoons of Bugs Bunny and we're going to show you Tweety cartoons, like
yeah.
in like a half hour format or an hour format or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Gargoyles, I don't have any familiarity with.
Gargoyles
yeah, was
really
shit.
Good. I love that show. That was the only thing I ever watched on Disney. It was just so good. The characters were all fucking awesome. The gargoyles looked badass. Fucking Jonathan... what's his name? Jonathan Frakes was the villain, the guy from Next
That's
Generation.
Right.
And Keith David was the voice of the main dude, Goliath, man. He was badass.
Huh.
So I'm definitely a big Gargoyles fan. I voted that shit up. Alright, so I definitely get some interesting ones here. Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, what the fuck is that even on the list for?
Like, I admit to watching that show a lot when I was a kid, but not good enough to be on this fucking list.
It's like right in the height of his popularity, though, isn't it?
The 2000s?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tailspin, a very weird take on the Jungle Book.
Wait,
yeah.
what?
Yeah, I remember that.
You don't know what Tailspin is? It's like a really weird play on the Jungle Book.
Kind of, yeah, in a way.
Because they lift all the characters' models from it.
Tailspin was awesome.
It was such a bizarre show, though. Like, you have to admit that just the concept is just really out there.
No, I liked it.
I enjoyed it, too, but I just think it's really weird. All right, the Aladdin cartoon.
Movie good, cartoon suck.
Oh, my God. That's got to just be, like a really horrible port of, like, a really good Disney movie.
I remember watching it. It's, like, it's amazing what they can make, like, TV shows out of. There was a Little Mermaid cartoon.
Yeah, like, that's lazy.
All right, at 82, we got Archer, which should be higher because Archer fucking rules.
I've heard a lot of good things. I haven't actually watched it, but I've heard really good things about it.
It's hysterical. The writing is amazing. All right, and then at 81, we got King of the Hill, which I actually did watch a lot when I was younger. I liked it.
I dug it. I dug that show. I liked it. I mean, some of the weird, like, people, like, the side characters in it, like, for whatever reason, Chuck Mangione is in it, which is just fucking bizarre. But, I mean, like, you know, the real star of that show isn't, like, Hank or Bobby or anybody in the Hill family. It's Boomhauer.
Yeah. I was going to say, please say Boomhauer.
All the way. I mean, he's the best part. He's like the comedic foil for everybody.
Yeah, he's like.
Well, him and.
I don't know. I kind of like Dale.
Dale. Yeah, Dale.
Not because I think he's a good person, but I just enjoy his over the top eccentricities.
Yeah, and who's the other one? Bill.
The chubby guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's Bill, and then Boomhauer is, you know, going out here, we'll see that. That's Boomhauer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you so quiet?
Who?
You guys, because I did my impersonation, and then I just heard Jim go like...
that impersonation was interesting.
Questionable?
Yes.
We'll just leave it at that.
But what was next on that list?
All right, Jim's up.
Oh, I'm up. So number 80 comes in at another one that's actually 80 and 79. Daffy Duck Show and Tasmania, both spin-offs. And I remember Tasmania was at the height of the Taz craze, which I never did understand. I mean, Taz was a cool character, but people fucking flipped their lids over it, which I don't think. You know, both of those, whatever, man. 78 was one that was very near and dear to my heart as a kid growing up. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Awesome fucking show.
Awesome yep. show. A little homoerotic, but yep, good show.
A little.
Show is corny as hell, but I could see why people like it. I actually watched the updated
version. A lot of good life lessons in that
the
show.
The updated version is fucking killer, dude. It's pretty good.
Dude, wasn't it so good? Like, I mean, I still think I still am not, like, a fan of, like, He-Man's outfit, but, like, dude, was that update was badass. That was, like, really, it was pretty well written, and, like, the story felt epic, and it was good.
All the characters look pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, all the classic characters show up.
That was good.
Oh, Adam, my name is Man at Arms. I will show you how to be a good boy.
Man at Arms was the same guy who did the voice of Optimus Primal.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime a bunch of times
afterwards. Yeah, we don't talk about that series.
What series?
Don't talk about it.
What, Beast Wars? What the hell is wrong with
fucking
Beast Wars?
Fucking blue, dude.
What? Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, dude. I love that show. That show is fucking rules.
Now that's just Prime. Fucking gay show.
What the fuck? That show is so good.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Jim's doing a total heel turn here on you. Cool.
I know.
Consider the source,
I feel
man.
Betrayed.
Yeah.
I feel I'm hurt. I'm literally hurt right now.
Just because you had to grow up with shitty Transformers doesn't mean the rest of us did.
I grew up with excellent Transformers.
You had Beast Wars and Power Rangers.
I did. Power Rangers sucks, though.
They were the cheesy, I don't know. They basically threw everything into one, like Voltron, He-Man, Transformers. I don't know. Asian market liked it, but... So anyway, 77.
Well, yeah, it's because it's from Asia.
Paul Coffey of the list. Arthur.
Paul Coffey of the list.
Mike knows who I'm talking about.
Oh, because of the... Oh, Jesus, because you're doing hockey numbers. Number I gotcha. Paul. I gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you
perhaps one of the greatest defensemen of all time.
Love me some Paul Coffey.
Yeah.
Such a great era. That's actually when I got into hockey, was around then. A little bit before, but... All right, Arthur.
Well, isn't that your whole thing about the numerology of why you're 55?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because when I was...
See, I referenced something from one of the previous episodes, Jim.
You remember. Usually everybody asks again. Do you remember, Dylan?
Oh, I don't know what you're saying.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Do you remember why I'm 55?
Because he can't drive.
That's why you're 55.
I know that Red 5 plays a part in it.
Yeah, my original number was 5 for Red 5 for Star Wars. And then all the great players at the time were like... Mario Lemieux, 66. Paul Coffey, 77. Was it Lindros, was 88. Gretzky was 99.
God, how do you mention a Flyers player in that list before Gretzky? What the hell's wrong with you?
Numeric order.
Hey, you want to know something weird?
I know, I'm just giving you shit, Jim.
You want to know something really weird?
What's weird, Dylan?
I was just scrolling through my Instagram, and I came across a Netflix sponsor... like ad, and it's for Fuller House season 2. Why is this coming up now? So that's odd.
Because they want you to watch it.
I guess so.
So we can discuss it on the podcast or.
No one cares about that anymore.
Yeah, it's a few months gone. Well, we'll come back for season 3. Probably not, but I'll probably still watch it, but we probably still won't discuss it on the podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, Arthur,
I'll probably end up just discussing it with Canadian correspondent Paul Saunders, since he's
Speaking
such a
of
fan.
Paul Saunders, what's his hockey number?
17.
Probably
17.
McCutcheon, 7.
He's only 17. Nice. Hey, winger!
Nice, yeah.
Did you watch Arthur?
No.
Arthur, I used to watch it, but he's just such a little goody two shoes that he's just kind of annoy the shit out of me.
Well, that's like that's right in your wheelhouse as far as being like a little kid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 76. I mean, it was okay, but not. I don't know, not great. Doug. I think that was a Nickelodeon one.
See, I really liked Doug. Again, Doug was such a fucking wiener, but...
That's another one that's, like, right in your wheelhouse as far as... like
was Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold is a good show, but... It's Mike's turn, but the one after Doug, I was a huge fan.
Stoop Boy never leaves the stoop.
Okay, so not to number 75, Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes, that was a good show.
Fucking, that's a great show.
I just don't think it was like really in my I didn't know it. I mean I know the name, I know the title, I don't know anything about that show.
It kind of was like a step away from being a Ren and Stimpy, but not as, although it did get pretty gross at
it
times.
It could, but not like Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like the next few that I have here on this list are ones that I'm not hugely familiar with. But,
that being said, Rocco did get away with a lot of, like, subtle innuendos.
Nice. Innuendos are good. Like, I'm sure it's on this list, but, like, Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so fucking good.
It was, like, the king of that. Like, Liz was watching some episodes, I think, last year, and I was just like, oh, my God, this show is just amazing.
Fingerprints. That's the best one. Fingerprints. Yeah.
But 74 was Avatar: Legend of Korra, and I
haven't
know
watched it.
I know. We have a ton of friends that are huge Avatar fans.
Yo.
Like Chris's wife, Melissa, previous podcast guest, Chris, his wife, Melissa, is a huge Avatar fan. I know Teresa, I think, has watched, Teresa Jones, has watched episodes of Avatar or extols the virtues of Avatar. But I have no familiarity whatsoever with it.
I've seen the first show, and it's excellent. I haven't seen Legend of Korra, but I heard it's very good.
Number 73, Ben 10, which, again, I don't know.
Yeah, I just know it's popular, but not on my radar.
Yeah. 72 is the regular show, which I don't know what that is.
I think regular show is kind of like that same vein as Adventure Time.
Okay. Kind of, yeah.
So kind of like the, yeah. So I've seen a few episodes. It's pretty weird, but it's pretty good.
And then 71 is Darkwing Duck.
Great show.
I used to like that show quite a bit.
Which of like that era, I don't think that was the one that I necessarily watched. Like I did like DuckTales.
DuckTales, woohoo!
Yeah. And Tailspin to like a lesser extent, but I didn't watch a whole lot of Darkwing Duck, but I knew it was pretty good. It was a pretty good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I liked it.
All right. 70, we got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Whew.
It's kind of a classic. I mean,
I
liked them. I got into them when I was younger.
I just thought they were annoying as hell.
69 is a good show.
Cat Dog. What a weird show.
It's so good, though.
It was good, but my God, it was just weird and at times incredibly disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
How did they go to the bathroom?
They even talked about that too, didn't they?
I think they mentioned it in one episode.
The next one,
the Rocky and Bullwinkle classic show.
That's an absolute classic. That's what I was gonna say, Jim. That is such a classic show. It's one of like. I'm surprised it's ranked so low, in all honesty.
Dude,
it's such a good classic cartoon.
Yeah, but you know what wasn't good? The fucking movie they made out of it. Oh my God. My friend and I were watching that the other night at his house. You know, I guess that's what you do on a fucking Saturday night when you have nothing else to do. Oh my God, dude, that movie is so...
Wait, was that like the live action one that they did?
Yeah.
Yes, the fucking Robert De Niro played what's his name?
Dudley Do-Right or
no, he plays like the evil guy, the Nazi.
Oh fuck, isn't that another movie? Isn't Dudley Do-Right a live action movie?
Yes. Oh my God, it's terrible too.
It's Brendan Fraser, right?
So. Yes, it's Brendan Fraser.
He played Boris, didn't he, Robert De Niro?
No, he didn't play Boris. That was Jason Alexander.
You said the Russian dude, didn't you?
No, the German one.
Oh, the German dude.
The main guy.
I don't know.
Why the hell do these people have such an obsession with a fucking squirrel and a moose?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, the Ren and Stimpy show. I liked Ren and Stimpy. It was so unapologetically disgusting.
That one's like a classic, like on a different level than
like a cult
Bull.
Level.
Yeah.
And 66, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
Another one of those fucking like reboot type ones.
Yeah, but I
Winnie the Pooh's pretty.
No, it's not reboot. It's from 1988.
Winnie the Pooh stay true to each other pretty much though.
Yeah.
88's fucking new for Winnie the Pooh, dude.
So
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're up.
Number 65, Invader Zim. I never really got into it, but I know tons of people do.
Loved Invader Zim.
I've actually seen a few episodes of that one, and that one's pretty clever.
Awesome. All right, Jim. This one's all you.
No, this one's not.
Even though the picture is... What the hell is... I thought it was the Transformers.
It is, but it's the... Oh, is this the actual one? Because the picture next to it is not the...
I know. It says 1984.
No, then it has to be.
So...
What the fuck is it so high for? Number 60...
I don't know. I mean, that's... That was a great 64, show.
64, the original Transformers 84 show. You're right, Dylan. I was looking at the picture thinking it was the current one, but I don't know. 64 seems kind of high for me, but, you know, I'd rank it number one. Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers was the same era, DuckTales, Tailspin, all that stuff.
Yeah, that one wasn't horrible.
No, it was good. American Dad, number 62. Not a bad show, but I don't know about 62.
It's all right. It's in that same Family Guy. What's the other one there?
American Dad and Family Guy are in the same universe.
Yeah, Family Guy, American Dad, King of the Hill. They kind of feel the same to me.
The Fox shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, The Simpsons kind of feels like a different show. But Family Guy, American Dad, Cleveland Show, all of them kind of, Bob's Burgers, they all kind of feel like the same show.
Bob's Burgers is nothing like those shows.
I don't know. Like, from what I've watched, though, I don't know what the hell it is. It's just, I don't know if I can wrap my head around it, but.
Okay. So, number 61, yeah. Batman Beyond. Never watched it, but I have no idea if it's any good or not.
I love Batman Beyond. I'm going to vote that
number
up.
Number 60, another one near and dear to my heart, Thundercats.
Oh, hold on. I think you're taking over for me.
Sorry. I got excited. Yeah. I seen Thundercats.
But that's okay.
Oh my god, Jim, I thought he was just doing a snarf.
Yeah, I thought he was doing one too.
No, it wasn't. I was like, wait, it's my turn.
I know. I'm like, is he saying snarf?
Yeah.
But you know what, though, Jim? I understand your enthusiasm for the show. Because, yeah, it was an absolutely great show.
The problem with it, though, is it was at the end of our era, Mike.
Furries? No.
It was like at the end of our era. It was He-Man mixed with animals, and
it was closer to Sean's era.
Yeah, but
my brother Sean's era.
The thing with it though, it was great, but it was at the end where you know it's just they kind of took one last ditch effort, kind of it seems like, to try and you know throw another show out there before we got too old or whatever the case may be. I loved it, but there was a lot of haters on it. But I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. Okay, but 59 is the Magic School Bus. Is that like a? I'm just wondering, is it like a fucking like hippy dippy fucking Beatles type show or something?
The description says it's a Canadian American Saturday morning animated children's television series.
Oh shit! It says 94. Yeah, so that's got to be a little more recent.
I used to watch the shit out of this. I used to love. It's like an educational show. Like there's a lot of like, you know, education, science, and stuff like that to it. But then there's you know the bus is alive. I guess.
Oh. Interesting.
Like it has. I don't know. There's a lizard, and the teacher is. I forget who did the voice of the teacher. Fuck, who was it? It was somebody famous. Mom? Like Lily Tomlin or something.
Your mom.
Wow. Mike's like so entertained by that. It's just such a petty joke.
It's such a classic, though. Another joke from God. Mike's era. Everybody's used it, but I think we used the shit out of it.
I don't know. Your mom kind of came back when I was in high school.
Oh.
Well, Meow, we see Justice League Unlimited on
there. Oh, my God.
Did he just say right Meow?
You know, he didn't even say right Meow. He goes, well, Meow, we see.
Duffy and Pepper come running in. Who's meowing?
Oh my god.
Number 58 on the list, Justice League.
Such a fuck, as much as I do not like DC, it was a great show.
Oh, Justice League was so good. Well, Justice League. I wonder if Justice League, like regular Justice League, is going to be.
I hope so.
Oh, man,
Dylan, you totally caught me in some drunk. Thick tongue talk there, saying Justice League Unlimited.
He caught you in some thick fucking talk.
Yes. Okay, number 57. I absolutely adored the show, but Inspector Gadget.
I did not enjoy it.
Wait, what?
I really didn't like it, even when I was a kid. I used to just be like,
how could you
dumb.
Not like it?
Wait, but didn't they, like, reboot that, like, for your era or something?
Yeah, they made a movie out of it with Matthew Broderick.
Right. But I'm talking, like, the original cartoon. The original cartoon was actually pretty good, like, for what it was. And
it just infuriated me how, like, inept he was.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was the point. It was, like, it was, like, some of those, like, shows, Greatest American Hero, like, which was like a live action show where he was a superhero, but he was so inept at what he was doing. That was the point of it. But
I know, but I just don't enjoy
it. It was Steve
that.
Carell before Steve Carell existed.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
But 56 is awesome. The Peanuts.
Oh, I love the Peanuts.
Well, hold on though. I mean, I got to try and understand what they're putting into this list as far as the Peanuts go. Are they considering like the specials? Is that what they're talking about? Like the holiday specials? Like the, you know, it's a great pumpkin Charlie Brown. It's
There was a show.
I understand. I understand. Like there was a show at one point, but I'm wondering if there's more like to this list. Are they further up this list? Are we going
to
see
we
the
may
specials?
Have to, I don't know.
Well, we'll see because, I mean, I don't remember really like a weekly Saturday morning cartoon of the Peanuts. I just remember like, you know, you'd get those holiday specials.
Yeah,
with
there
the
was.
Peanuts.
I don't know if they ever had a regular show like weekly show, but I know they had like other episodes of stuff that weren't holiday.
Right.
So at 55, we were talking about before Rick and Morty.
So what I've seen of that show, I absolutely adore.
I think
it's really
hilarious,
funny.
And it's so dark too.
Oh, absolutely! I mean, maybe that's why it plays to me so well, like because I like the dark humor.
It's Rick is just fucking out of this world.
I think actually the next show on this list has actually got some dark humor to it.
It does,
they kind of just kind of like throw it in there, like, and if you're a kid, you don't really notice it, but like if you're watching it as an adult, you definitely see it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Where it's like, whoa.
Well, you figure
shit.
The early cartoons like Looney Tunes and stuff. If you watch those uncut, especially Foghorn Leghorn, none of those cartoons were made for kids. The kids were entertained because they were animated. They were made for fucking adults. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, fuck, that's why, like, the Flintstones was a primetime show.
Oh, Foghorn Leghorn's my favorite Looney Tunes character.
That's odd.
Why is that odd?
For you, I think it's odd.
Why is it odd?
Because he's kind of goes against everything you stand for.
But that's why he's hilarious. It's just, like, he's just unabashedly, like, a fe- But some of the shit he says is
he's fucking hilarious.
It's so funny. Like, there's the one that I always thought was so funny where he's just like, I say, that boy is like a tattoo gets right under your skin.
Yeah, I think...
Like, that always cracked me up. I say, that boy's dumber than a sack of money.
I think he's probably one of the most racist cartoon characters ever to exist.
Oh, no, undoubtedly.
But he's still pretty funny. Yeah, he's basically like, have you ever watched House of Cards?
Oh, yeah.
That's, oh, fuck, he's Frank.
Frank is Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I never put that together, but you're so right.
It's perfect, right? Like, I remember one night, my friend and I were just trying to come up with, like, Frank...
Underwood.
His name? Frank West? Frank Underwood.
F-U.
Frank West. Frank Underwood. We were just trying to... Wow, I never realized that either.
What's that?
His initials are F-U.
Oh, yeah.
We were trying to come up with Underwoodisms, and mine was like, it's like, it'd be like, you know, you come up with a situation where, like, you know, Frank is made vice president. He's just like, being the vice president's like having a pistol loaded. It's like having a pistol loaded with blanks. You're just shooting nothing.
Alrighty.
Ooh, I snorted.
I think I just saw some tumbleweed roll by.
Shut the fuck up.
We still haven't named our 54 yet.
Wait, what?
No, we haven't. We were about to. 54 is Tiny Toon Adventures. That was... God, we started so long ago.
What?
Tiny Toon Adventures.
No, what did we start so long ago?
We were talking about that for like... We were about to intro that, and then we went off on a fucking weird tangent for like 5 minutes.
Oh, that's okay. Isn't that like what we do?
Yeah, I'm just observing it. I just think it's funny.
Isn't that what's garnered us the number 9 ranked barbecue podcast?
Oh, on number 7.
Last FM it was. Do we really? I mean, we're not even a fucking barbecue podcast.
Oh my god. Dude, you're gonna wake up Liz.
She's got her earbuds in.
Oh my god, he got Jim. Did you hear how excited
he
got?
He was pretty animated.
I just pictured him like, Mike, please tell me you like threw your hands up in the air.
I totally did.
And did you wave him like you just don't care?
I totally did.
Oh, I could totally see you just being like, what on earth? Anyway,
this is gonna come across so great, isn't it?
Tiny Toon Adventures. I mean, did we watch?
What did you say earlier? The tasty sappy thumping.
The justicles.
What? The justicles.
Okay. Isn't that what he called justicles?
No!
I totally did not call it that.
Oh, I could have sworn you did.
He said, meow the Justice League.
And I think we just—I think if anything's going to end this podcast, it's going to be yourselves.
The tiny Toon Adventures. The Tiny Toon Adventures.
The Tiny Toon Adventures.
I don't know. Whatever one that was, you said it like you had a swelled tongue.
Oh my god. Alright, we're not saying anything else about this fucking show.
They were good. I like the Spurs.
I indifferent. I could never really bring myself to watch
the next.
Although
way before your time though.
I do appreciate their observation of socialism.
Next two are fucking awesome.
See,
were they related in some fashion?
Just
no. There was another show on Cartoon Network that was related to The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Well, I like the only reason I ask is because of like the names of the shows. They it just seemed
no
just coincidental that they're on this list like one after another. Then
I really like
Grim Adventures. That was a good fucking show. Great. Mandy made that show.
Yeah, no, that was a really good show.
Yeah, one was Cartoon Network, the other was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, and I didn't really like Jimmy Neutron that much.
Victoria got into it when she was little. I used to watch it with her all the time. I liked it.
Actually, I thought the dog was kind of cool. What was the dog's name? Goddard?
Yeah, and then his one friend Sheen.
Oh, God.
he was awesome. I loved him. They did a spinoff.
They did a spinoff.
Sheen and whatever the other friend's name was. Yeah, Sheen and Carl had their own show.
Crazy. But
I guess that wraps us up to number 50. So
that puts us at the halfway mark. And let's be honest, some of us might need to go to bed. Yeah.
I don't think us nor the podcast listeners could possibly handle another 50. of those cartoons listed. I don't know how they could. But God, did we have a fun time listing off those 50 episodes?
We sure did. Episodes.
Those 50 cartoons. I think we had a great time. Okay, so yeah, we cut off that list. We're 50 on that top 100 cartoons of all time or whatever the fuck that was, right? So we'll list out the 50 remaining ones. We'll give you thoughts on those remaining 50. And hey, if you listen to the first 50, you know those last 50 are going to be a whole lot of fun, right? But if you want to find out everything that we're doing and where we're going and, hey, you know, maybe some live shows we might be doing together, you could check us out over on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see hot, sexy, naked pictures of Mike Crandall, you can go on to our X-rated Instagram and follow at JimsBBQPod. And if you want to get tantalizing tweets from the man himself, you could follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod on Twitter and get Jim to send you all kinds of scandalous things.
I don't know what the fuck Dylan just said.
I know, but it kind of turned me on. My nipples are hard.
It kind of turned me on a little bit, but...
And you can always send us an email and...
Yo, Fishbowl Jim, why the fuck are you so distant?
Ow. Why the fuck do you sound like you're, like, in a fucking tunnel? Is this any better? No.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
Be sure to tell us what the Sarge Dylan is.
Because Dylan is a Sarge.
Or you can go straight to the website at www.jimsbbqpod.com. And get the episodes fresh from the grill.
So to say.
Hammer.
Oh, Pitbull. Hey, Pitbull.
Do you want to play a game?
Jesus, you sound like it.
Hey, Pitbull, it's Dusty. How are you doing?
How you doing, Dusty?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty fine. I'm the American Dream Dusty Rhodes here. Hey, I heard a little Jigsaw was... showing up on the podcast here. How you doing, Jigsaw?
I want to play a game.
Oh, what sort of game do you want to play? Do you want to have a little wrestling match?
Hey man, I think he wants to play Hide the Salami. Uh huh.
Oh, I'll play some Hide the Salami with you all night long, if you will.
It'll be a fun game.
Oh, I bet it will be a fun game of hide. The Salami.
Do you see there's a new one coming out in October?
I did see that. It's fucking crazy.
I can't wait, dude. All those movies have been good.
I've seen the first one, and I just don't give a shit. I know people fucking love them. I guess you're part of that group of people that just, like, adore
I don't adore
them.
Them, but what got me, like, I think the first and second one, like, were pretty good. The third one, I was kind of like, meh. And then, like, 4, 5, and 6, or 7, 8, 9, or whatever, the way they did it, they were like
10, 11, 12, 5, 15.
Like three of them were all happening at the same time, and you didn't know it until you watched the third movie. Like in the, like, if I think it was 3, 4, and 5, maybe. And it just, the way they did it, and once they showed you that's what it was, that like they were all going on at the same time, it was like, holy fuck, that was cool. They did it.
I remember seeing the fourth one down in a movie theater.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I remember seeing the fourth one down in a movie theater in North Carolina.
I was hoping you were going to do like a reaction to that as Dusty.
Hey, Dusty just fucking...
He bolted.
He's a little pissed. He just... Yeah, he's just left, man.
He just bolted.
He's probably on his way to your house.
See, he's pulling out of the driveway already. He's fucking pissed.
I can see Jigsaw's following him on his little tricycle.
No, I remember years ago I was doing like a computer install, and I went to see, I don't know which one it was. It was maybe the third or fourth, fifth one, whatever the fuck. I don't know which one it was, but it was a coworker and I. We decided to go see it, right? And we're in this movie theater down in North Carolina, and all of a sudden this like entire family walks in, like complete with like,
you know, like a kid that was like 5 or 6 years old, and they had like a toddler that was like 2 or 3 years old. And I'm like, really, this is the choice that you made to bring your kids to fucking see this movie? Like,
that's fucking wrong.
That's just like horrible life choices.
That's like the people that brought their kids in to see Sausage Party. There was at least like 4 or 5 moms that brought kids in when I went to go see Sausage Party. And I'm like, I just shaking my head. And it's funny because 2 of them actually got up and left. And it's like,
which is the appropriate response for that movie?
No, the appropriate thing would be to fucking do your research and know what the fucking movie is before you bring it to your show, you bring your kid to it. Just because it's a CG animated movie.
What if you don't do that research and then like 10 minutes in, you're like, oh fuck, this isn't the right movie for my kid. Not to try and stick it through for like another hour and a half, right. You know, you just go, okay, this is the wrong movie. I didn't realize it. And just go, kids, we're leaving. We're going to go see something else. That's the right response. If you don't do that research, I'm with you. You should do that fucking research. But if you don't, then fuck, man. Yeah, you might as well just get out of Dodge and, you know, just go to like the manager of the movie theater and go, hey, I didn't realize that this was what it was. And
yeah, well, it's like,
you know, see if you can get tickets for something else. You
like
know what
Deadpool,
I'm saying?
I seen it opening night and then the same time or one other day that weekend because I liked it so much. And both times there were tons of people with their kids in there. I remember the one viewing. There's a daddy. I think he brought 2 kids, and one of them I don't even think was his. And he's like, "I'm going out and asking for my money back." And I'm like, "You're the one that brought him to a fucking inappropriate superhero rated R movie, dick."
Well. Even like, I mean, that you know, it's one of the reasons why like Liz and I don't like going to movies. It's like we went to see like the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie, and we went to like an 11 o'clock showing.
There's probably tons of kids.
11 o'clock showing, but that movie. I mean, there wasn't anything like you know at the level of like where Deadpool's at, right? But there was like, yeah, exactly. There was kids at that movie, Jim. And it was like, this isn't the appropriate time to bring a like 5-year-old to a movie.
Yeah, matinee and...
It isn't at all.
Yeah, matinee and some burgers is when to bring them.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so... it's just, it's one of those reasons why we don't go to a whole lot of movies.
Well, anywho, boys, I'm fucking dead tired.
We didn't finish signing off.
But yeah, don't forget, if you really like this podcast, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
Chagrin
Boulevard.
So stay tuned until next time, kids.
Yes.
Plenty more goodies for you.
Okay.
We can find out what string Dylan is on that night.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we always hand rub our meat.
Oh, snap.
All right, Mike, you're up.
Yeah, I know, but the first thing I want to mention, though, is, Dylan, I don't know if you're clearing your throat more because you smoked up, but...
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Hang on 1 sec. Hang on.
It's okay. I mean, I can edit through all of it. That's no problem.
It's funny. I was literally just thinking, like, Mike's going to say something. I knew you were going to say something.
I was actually kind of curious about it because I was like, does it... I mean, I know, like, when you, like, I've heard people, like, when they're smoking, they cough, but, like, does, like, after the fact, like, because you, I mean, that was, like, what, like, 20, 30 minutes ago, right? Does it still persist?
It's not coughing. It's just because, like, the heat of the smoke, and it's kind of, and because it's, like, acrid, just kind of, like, it just balls up, like, you know, gunk in the back of my throat, so.
Gotcha. Now you sound like that. Plus, you sound like that stoner kind of guy right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you had that, like, yeah, you know, like, the heat of the smoke heats up.
Oh,
yeah.
No, well, you know, like...
Sounds like Dusty blazed up.
When I took up, I get a little high, you see, and it makes me feel good.
No, I was going for Jim McCutcheon, listen, man.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, it sounded like I was gonna vomit. Yeah. That sounded like it was gonna be a burp.
It was a burp. I like Jim got a kick out of Dusty being high.
Alright, well, on that note.
Holy shit, I almost just dropped my laptop.
Oh my god. I thought. Please tell me you were still.
I can I tell you what I just did? Like, it was the laptop was like slightly off the desk, like closer to me, and I went to go hit the hang up thing, I just like put my hand on the touchpad, and all of a sudden it started to like fall off the front of the desk. I was like, oh fuck no!
I thought it was a sneeze,
and I had one hand to catch it, like, so it was, I was fearing it.